Hi there. Welcome to CBC Next. I'm here with my wife, Victoria Wayman, and we just started this Sunday a brand new series called Inside Out. And what we're trying to do is deal with some stuff inside of us that can cause us harm. And that's why we're sitting by a fire here today, is because this Sunday we talked about anger. And we learned about how our anger hurts us, and that how it spreads and how it can be dangerous, and we can't live with anger under the surface. And so when thinking about who I wanted to talk with anger about anger with, I thought about Tori. She's actually not a very angry person, but that's not by design. She can get angry just like any of the rest of us. And so she's going to talk a little bit about some of the things that she learned or has learned over the course of her life about anger. So what do you have for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, like you said, I'm not a very angry person. I don't dwell in anger a lot. I don't live with constant anger. My personality is to kind of forget things because I don't want to constantly be upset. Like, I like peace and all of that. Having said that, I definitely struggle at times with anger.
Sure.
I am not the end all be all with all the answers to this. I don't have it figured out. I am still trying every single day. And I still get angry. But I have brought a couple things today that have helped me a lot in the past, and hopefully it'll be a help to other people.
Yeah, awesome. So what's your first thing?
All right. So it was funny. Today I was in kids' church, and so I didn't get to sit in the service and hear you preach. So after church, I went home and listened to your message. And I had already thought, I had already been taking notes because I knew we were going to do this today. And so I'd already been taking notes, and then you said something in your message that I actually have written down.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was interesting. Years ago, I was going through a book called Lies Women Believe, and she talks about the pattern of thinking about something, and then that if you allow yourself and you can start dwelling on it, and then eventually you're going to act on it. And then that act is going to become a habit if you keep acting on it.
Absolutely.
And you kind of lightly touched on that a little bit this morning about making habits out of things. So that is my first thing, is dwelling on things. When I get upset at someone, I am totally not a confrontational person. I will do whatever it takes to not confront someone. I will go down a different grocery aisle, you know? I will stay as far away as possible because I do not want confrontation.
Right.
Even though you've hurt me and we should have a discussion about it, I'm just not confrontational. So, having said that, I will often have conversations in my head.
Right. Yeah.
And I've done that my entire life. So a lot of times I'll have entire conversations in my head. And I think sometimes when we do that, we are putting words into other people's mouths that we are not giving them a chance to say their own words.
Or even just interpreting actions that may might not mean as, you know, to be communicating.
Right.
But I do this too. We put all these things together to build a storyline, and it isn't always beneficial or fair to the other person.
Absolutely. You're not giving them a chance to speak what's on their heart, you know, and to tell you what they meant by that text message or what they meant by that action. So thinking about things is a really big deal for me. And I can find myself doing the dishes. Actually, if you can believe it happened to me yesterday. I was standing in the kitchen and I was doing the dishes and I was thinking about something and that someone had hurt me and a situation, and I started getting angry and I started going through this whole, I wish that I could say this and I wish that I could say that. And I was going through this whole conversation. I was getting angrier and angrier. And it was like the Holy Spirit just spoke to me and was like, you need to stop. This isn't helping. Right. This person's not standing in front of you. You would never say any of this to that person. You're not, you know, you're not that type of person.
It probably wouldn't even help.
It wouldn't help. No, absolutely. Right. It would hurt the relationship. It would, you know, things would not be good. So anyway, I stopped what I was doing. And one of the things that I have learned in my life is when I am going through a really, and the Bible talks about this, and we sing songs about this, but when I'm going through a hard time, whether it's just depression or anxiety or anger, filling myself completely with God makes 100% difference.
Right.
I love the Bible app because you can have them read it to you,
right,
and you don't have to be sitting still and reading, you know, out of your Bible.
Especially when your mind is prone to jump.
Yes.
Especially if you're angry.
Exactly.
Or something.
Yes.
It won't stop reading.
Right. Yeah. And I have a little ADHD, and so, you know, it's a little bit hard for me sometimes to sit, and I do sit down and read the physical Bible, but it's a little bit hard sometimes. Like, because I know I need to be doing the dishes, or I need to be doing the laundry, or I need to be sweeping the floor, you know, things like that. So I love turning on the Bible app and just listening to God's word and letting it fill me. And it feels, I know that obviously the guy talking isn't God, the narrator, but it makes me feel so close to God.
Right.
And it makes me feel like he's with me, you know? And then I'll change from that, and I'll turn on worship music, and I'll worship through the hard times. And we sing about that all the time. So I'll praise you in the storm, you know? And that has helped me so much in so many areas of my life. It's ridiculous. Like, it's crazy how much that helps.
The Bible talks about it as magnifying God.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger we make God in our lives and in our hearts, the more that we'll be able to make those other things small. We're going to give less room for these other things because we're going to make God so big.
Absolutely.
In our hearts.
When I'm standing there doing the dishes, I'm thinking, woe is me, you know, this has happened, this has happened. It's all about me, and it's all self-centered, and it's all, I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that. But then when I listen to God's word, even it has nothing to do with the situation. It's just the Bible. Some random spot in the Bible, although I am going through a plan, so it's usually part of the plan, but it's, you know, a random spot that doesn't necessarily have to do with what I'm upset about. But it's such a comfort, and I love it. And it's what I do. It's my go-to now. For years, it's when I'm having a hard time, it's just my go-to.
Yeah.
So making that a habit instead of letting yourself dwell on things. I mean, yesterday when I was doing the dishes, I very easily could have kept going and gotten angrier and angrier. And then I would have started snapping at you, and I would have started snapping at the kids. And
that's the thing is, and we know this about each other because we're married and we live together, but you can feel like you've got it all under control and you're not really thinking about it. But I normally know.
Right.
Even when sometimes you don't know, where I'm like, what are you upset about? And you're like, I'm not upset about anything. I'm like, you know, she does this thing where she kind of will like chew on her lip or something like that. Or there's different signals because it comes out.
It does.
If it's in there and it's under the surface and we don't deal with it, it comes out and it hurts us.
Yeah, it's going to affect you physically.
And it hurts, like you said, those around us. It's going
to,
you're not going to be who God made you.
Right. Even though you and the kids have nothing to do with the situation, you are going to take the brunt of that if I allow myself to dwell in it and I allow myself to then act on it, even though it's not your fault. And I know you talked about that a little bit this morning too, in it coming out on other people, even when they have nothing to do with it.
There's a illustration when I was at Bible college that I wouldn't maybe use in a room full of people, but we can do it here, where the pastor or the preacher talked about roadkill.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he had done this when he was a kid, where it kind of, you know, it kind of gets swollen up when it's hot in the sun. And he talked about poking it.
Oh, my God.
And, and that somehow that's how the things inside of us are.
Yeah.
Where just the random person comes up and gives you a little poke.
Yes.
And boom, now that's what has been building up is all out.
Oh, my goodness.
Everywhere.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
But it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I wanted to tell a really quick funny story about a Bible verse that you used this morning. You referenced Ephesians 4:32 in "Be kind one to another." And I just had to tell this story real quick because my dad tells it. You've heard it a few, several different times. My dad was a youth pastor for 6 years before he became the senior pastor. And he took, as all youth pastors do, he took the kids to camp. So they were at camp and there was a lay person, so not a youth pastor, but he had brought a group of kids to this camp. And they were from like the Bronx. I mean, they were these hardcore kids, right? They knew nothing about God, nothing about Jesus. He had just put them on a bus and taken them to this camp.
Right.
So it was a very strict camp too. Mm-hmm. So anyway, one of the kids had been mean to another kid. And this guy looked at this kid, this teen, I think he was a teenager, and he said, "Don't you know the Bible says, be ye kind." And then my dad said he reared back and the guy smacked the kid across the face. Jeez. It wasn't his kid.
Oh, no.
And it was at Bible camp. And he was quoting scripture.
The definition of
and
not
he was
being
doing
kind.
The opposite right. of what the Bible said.
And the law.
Oh, yeah. And the law. Yeah, right. 100%. My dad was mortified. Oh, my goodness. This was probably the early 90s. So things were a little different then. I don't know if the guy would have even gotten in trouble for that in the early 90s, but it was crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is not what, you know, that's not how we use that verse. We should be kind to people.
Right.
And not quoting the verse, but actually saying it. I hope this doesn't embarrass you. I don't think it will. But and you might have said it this morning, I don't remember. But in preparation for this message, you really did kind of a deep dive into your own heart and made sure that you weren't being a hypocrite about what you were getting ready to preach.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing. You know, like you don't want to say be kind and then do something that's the opposite.
Yeah. And anger and forgiveness are hard things to do. And to act like we don't, you know, that I'm somebody that's got it all under control or something like that is not what I want to project. Because I don't, you know, being a pastor and trying to study God's word and then give it to a bunch of people doesn't mean we can trick ourselves into believing that that means I got it all under control.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure before I got up there. And because I know, we know some stories of people that have horrible things happen to them.
Absolutely.
And even just thinking about it on their behalf makes me so mad.
Right.
And so I take it seriously to get up there and tell a bunch of people that your anger hurts you and for the best for your life, you need to be able to get past it. I take it seriously that I need to make sure that I am doing my best and working on that. And we talked about that. We got to identify who we're actually angry with. We got to determine what they owe us. We got to cancel the debt. And then the last one I think is really helpful that we don't think about a lot is dismissing that case. We can think we have, you know, I have some big, you know, Bible time or worship time where I'm like, I'm finally going to forgive this person, but it always creeps back in.
Exactly.
And there's always a chance for me to do that. And that, so that's the battle. And as we fight that battle and wash through that, you know, rinse and repeat of going through that, things begin to get easier and we feel a weight that's going to be lifted off of us.
Absolutely. And for a lot of people, that's going to be a daily thing.
Right.
You know, when you've been hurt to the point of trauma, to the point where it probably, you know, has changed your chemicals in your brain and it's changed your DNA. They talk about how trauma can actually go all the way into your DNA and change your DNA. And, you know, that's going to be a daily thing. Like, wake up with the thought of, okay, I'm not going to dwell on this today.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill myself completely with God as much as I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to fill me.
Right.
And I want so much of God that everything else is pushed out.
Right.
So that kind of what you just were talking about kind of goes into something else. I was doing a little bit of research and one pastor that I, really, really respect is Matt Chandler. Mm-hmm. And I love listening to his sermons. And I really, really respect him and what he talks about. And one of the things that I do myself already, but I guess I didn't ever think of it like this, is he actually says that we should limit our anger triggers, mm-hmm. limit the things that trigger us
right.
to that anger. Mm-hmm. So that will help us not dwell in it as much.
Right.
So for instance, he gives the example of he noticed that he was getting just kind of angry all the time for a while. And he realized that it was the news, watching the news
right.
was filling him with anger
right.
to the point that he was going out, and that's not anybody doing anything to him personally.
Right.
But we see that all the time.
Yeah.
You know what? That happened to me. I was getting so, it was several years ago. I was so obsessed with the news and I was watching everything that happened. And I never listened to music in my car. Mm. I always had it on the news channel, talk news, you know, constantly. And I was always so angry. And I think you said, like, you need to stop listening to this. This is ruining your life.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
you are living in
consumed
this.
Consumed by it.
You're consumed
it, yeah, right.
by it. It's every day. And so, like, that, I think that the news can be a trigger for some people's
yeah.
anger.
Right.
And that's something that you just have to decide. Is this something that I'm willing to give up for God,
right.
because I'm going to be a better person for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be able to talk nicer to people. I'm going to be a better witness for him if I am not all consumed with anger because of what's going on.
Right.
You
and
know?
Maybe it's even just a fast of like,
yeah.
I'm going to do this for 30 days. I'm going to stop so I can settle myself again
right.
to where this isn't causing me distress and
right.
anger and relationship strains and all that.
And I'm not even talking about, not knowing what's going on.
No, right.
I'm
yeah.
not talking about, you know, never, well, I have no idea what's going on. I don't even know who the president is. You know,
right,
I'm not
right.
talking about that.
Ignorance, no.
I'm right. talking about where it's constant,
yeah.
when you have it in your ears all the time. It's on when you get in the car. It's on when you come home from
right.
work. Like, before this 24-hour news cycle thing, there was an hour in the evening
right.
when you could catch the news.
Right.
And you didn't live in it constantly. And I think that's a big thing for people. I have definitely seen a lot of angry, hateful people just because of the news
yeah,
channel.
Right. Yeah.
And that's every single side. I'm not targeting any specific
no, right.
side. It's every
yeah,
side.
Yeah.
Well,
we weren't made to carry the weights of the world
absolutely.
On our shoulders.
24/7.
24/7.
Yes.
And hearing about everything going on in the world, and why this person's the cause of it or that person's the cause of it, and nobody actually having any real solutions, let's just be mad about it.
Right.
It's not a healthy way to live.
Right, exactly. So that's one trigger that he specifically talked about. Something that I have kind of realized with myself is that sometimes following people on Facebook can be a trigger.
Right.
For people that have personally hurt me
mm-hmm.
In the past, I have randomly found myself, as probably a lot of us do, found myself going down a rabbit hole, you know?
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, I haven't seen this person in a while. I'm going to see what they're up to. Oh, I wonder what their significant other is up to. Oh, I wonder what their mom's up
right,
to.
Yeah.
And then I'm reading all the comments under it. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, I am so angry I could
right.
burst.
Yeah. What right do they have to be happy?
Exactly.
They hurt me.
They were so,
they
did
me.
Such a stupid thing. Why are they happy? They have no business. Why are these people congratulating them? Like,
right.
you know, just go. And I'm telling you, it happened for a long time. And then I figured out that that is not healthy. That's a trigger for me. And I'm not going to unfriend them because
no, right.
I don't want it to be like I'm punishing you
right,
kind
yeah.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not good for my heart
right.
to see you come up in my
right now
reel every day for right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let me get to a point where I've dismissed the case
yes.
over and over and over again to where now I feel like I'm healed.
Yes.
And I'm ready to, you know, maybe move forward.
But when that anger is being brought up all the time,
mm-hmm.
several times a day or once a day or once every couple days, when that anger is like in your face, that's hard to get over. And it keeps bringing it, keeps stirring up that anger.
Yeah.
So I think that limiting your anger triggers is a really good idea.
Yeah.
And actually, Proverbs 4:23 says, I went ahead and chose the NIV version because it's the words, it means, I looked at, you know, from different versions and it means the exact same thing, but but I love the words of it.
Sure, yeah.
Because it's very, you can really understand it. It says, above all else, guard your heart.
Mm-hmm.
For everything you do flows from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that is it in a nutshell.
Right.
We have to guard our heart. It's okay. It's okay to be in a conversation with somebody and they're going off about somebody else that you have and that is triggering you. It's making you angry at that person. It's okay to look at that person and say, hey, this conversation isn't good for my heart. And, you know, can we change the topic? You know, we have to guard our hearts.
Or just dismiss yourself in a
polite way
and say, hey, I got to get out of here.
Right. So those are just a couple. That specifically is an idea for the more recent pain and more recent trauma of that's causing this constant anger is, you know, eventually when you're not. After day after day of waking up and saying, I forgive this person and I'm dismissing their case, you know, things are eventually going to get easier.
Right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but for a while, even if you're living in something that happened such a long time ago, going ahead and limiting those triggers to that anger, I think is a really wise idea.
Right. Well, that's what you're talking about is your heart's too important to just let, you know, anything in. So you're going to fill it with the right stuff and limit the stuff that is causing you wrong attitudes.
Right, exactly.
And it doesn't mean it's bad stuff.
Right.
It just means that it's affecting me wrongly. And so for now, I need to, you know, put more of this in and less of this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
So awesome.
Those are just a couple things that
we put our anger fire out.
We did.
By just focusing on the right things. And so we love you guys so much and we're excited to talk about the next one, which I don't remember off the top of my head, which topic I wrote these a long time ago. So I'll look at it tomorrow and remember it's greed or, I don't know, anxiety or comfort or one of those things. But we'll talk about another big heart problem, problem that we struggle with on the inside that we can deal with this next Sunday. But hopefully this week you're able to really deal with some of our anger and the underlying issues because our anger hurts us. And we've got to be who God made us to be. And so we love you so much, church, and we are excited to see you this upcoming Sunday.